presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, so we're live here, E3 2019, and we have a special guest.
Hi, my name is Kevin LaChapelle. I'm the general manager of Project X Cloud.
So I see you have a little setup over here with a couple mobile devices. This is all iPhone devices, right?
No, these are Android.
Android, okay. So what is it that people could play, actually, when you come here and test it out?
Well, we've got a collection of different games. We've got, like, six different games on the show floor. We've got Forza Horizon 4, Hellblade, Halo 5, Gears, Resident Evil 7. So you can just come pick up a controller and play.
So the servers are here?
No, close by? The servers are in the Bay Area, about 400 miles away.
Wow. Wow. So how's been like the feedback from everybody else? Because I know yesterday a lot of the fans were like, man, they should have talked more about a Project X Cloud on stage. But then the conversation I was having with my co-host, it was the same thing. Like, nah, it's better to get hands-on in person, check it out. You know?
So. Yeah, everybody so far that has tried it has been really, really impressed at the how great the gameplay is.
Yeah, I know I was watching Inside Xbox, and Phil was like, yeah, I've been playing Destiny, different locations, especially like in outside of the U.S. So how that's going to work with servers like that outside of the U.S.?
Well,
like for people that want to try out Project X Cloud.
Well, this is a multi-year journey, so we're going to be working over the next couple of years to build out our global scale.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we already have our servers placed in 13 Azure regions around the globe, and so over time we'll just continue to increase our coverage, and we'll have more to talk about later as we get closer to October.
So is there going to be a beta for this officially or not really?
Well, Phil on stage announced that your public trials will be available in October.
In October. Oh, okay, so I'm very excited, man. So anything else you want to say about working on the project? I know it's been a long journey for you guys. So.
Yeah, I've been on this since the beginning, and it's super. I'm super excited because, you know, I took it on as this technical challenge, but as a gamer, I find myself now. I play all the time, all over, where you know I'm not next to my console. And, you know, I'm in airports. I'm much like Phil. I'm in airports, I'm in hotels, I'm wherever.
You know, I'm the same thing, too. Like, I'm always traveling and, like, you know, I'll have devices with me to not only watch videos but also play games. So this got my attention big time because I want that experience outside from home, too.
Yeah,
you know? So I want to continue my gaming experience somewhere else. You know?
I mean, the thing to think about is it's complimentary. I mean, it's like you have your console.
Yeah.
If you love that and, you know, there's a time and place for everything. And this is about choice.
Yeah.
I mean, what we're really about is choice. You get to play where you want, when you want, with the device you want. And that's it. And we're not going to dictate to you where you can play, how you can play. It's like you just want to play.
Yeah.
Just let's make it happen. Let's make it easy.
Why do you think this is the future for gaming?
It's just like when you think about the evolution that's happened to music, that's happened to video.
Yeah.
You don't think about what's my favorite movie to watch on a TV.
Yeah.
You don't think about what's my favorite movie to watch on my phone. You think about what's my favorite movie. And you just want to experience it when you can experience it, when you want to experience it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think gaming is going to go through a similar transformation where you don't have to think about the actual how it's happening, just that you can experience it.
So let me tell you a quick story about, we always have like theories in our with our co-hosts. So we were like, you know, when they started this project, I think when Xbox One S, the controller, was announced, there was Bluetooth. So this project been going on behind the scenes for a very, very long time, because now just with any controller, you just connect with your phones and that's it. You're on the go. You're good.
That is a theory.
That is a theory.
That is a theory.
A good theory.
Oh, is it your theory?
Mine's my co-host, yeah.
Well, I will say that it's a happy coincidence. I've been working on this a while.
Okay.
And the Bluetooth in the controller is obviously a very, very useful feature for us for connecting to your phone or your tablet or whatever.
Yeah.
But that Bluetooth wasn't put in the phone, into the controller because of xCloud, at least exclusively.
Okay.
I mean, it was sort of, it may have been part of the idea, but that wasn't the driving force.
Oh, okay. All right. But no, this is, I see the future like this. I have a Samsung TV. I don't have an Xbox. I just got to get my controller, connect to the device, and just play.
Yeah.
So, I'm part of the Xbox experience. You know?
Yeah,
so.
When you think about the multi-year journey that we're on.
Yes, yes.
I mean, the vision truly is, if you've got a screen and an internet connection, yeah. then we want to be able to deliver console-quality gameplay to you.
All right, so when you're traveling, what is the game that you've been playing a lot on the go?
Oh, I have superpowers, so I get to play some games that we're not talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so, that's good too.
So I can't actually answer that.
Okay,
you know.
All right,
but I do honestly play a lot of Forza Horizon 4 because I
truly love that game.
I love that. So awesome. I'm super stoked about the Lego edition coming up. So
yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna be getting ready to play a lot of that.
Very cool. So yeah, I just want to say, man, thanks, man, for you know taking your time to talk to us, and I'm very, very excited for it.
All right, my pleasure. Thank
awesome.
You.
Cool.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.